We have an exceptional group of attorneys that work here. We're all trying to be better attorneys, be better advocates for our clients, be better people.
That makes me proud to be part of the team when I see how much the attorneys care about their clients.
It's truly one vision. I feel like every single person who works here has that same vision, and that's to treat all of our clients like family.
We've developed such a tight-knit team. Everyone is unified in being selfless in their representation.
The Garza Law Firm. Let us help.
There's this narrative going around that Tennessee should just be happy to be in the college football playoffs. Well, Josh Heupel set the record straight earlier today, Paige Dower, alongside Jimmy Himes. And he essentially said, if you're just happy to be in the playoffs, it'll be a quick cup of coffee. I like how he used that analogy, because it really will be a quick cup of coffee if you're just happy-go-lucky to be in the playoffs.
Yeah, and that should not be the mindset that they take. The mindset should be that you go in there to win the football game. A lot of people feel like Tennessee's playing with house money going on the road in this particular game, that more of the pressure is on Ohio State given what happened in the Michigan game. But, look, Tennessee's in the playoff. You're in it to win it. Tennessee will have to play a really good game against Ohio State. But he's right. The mindset of these players, the mindset of this team, has to be you're going up there to win, not just to be satisfied that you're making it to Columbus.
And I know that there's a drastic difference between OSU as a program and Tennessee as a program, as the Buckeyes are getting ready for their sixth playoff appearance. This is Tennessee's first playoff appearance. When I asked Jermon McCoy earlier today, like, when you're getting ready for this caliber of a game, are you wanting to go out there and still prove something, or does your body of work already prove that? He says, no, these are the types of games that you dream of, and you want to go out there and continue to prove yourself. And I think even with that mindset of it being a dream, OSU still probably has that mindset, despite this being their sixth time in the playoffs. It is a dream for these players to be contending for a national title, but I don't think that has them any more laxed or has them thinking that, oh, if we just go up there and lose right away, at least we made it. And I think that's what sets this team apart, because they got close in 2022.
Yeah, it did. When they played Georgia, they were a field goal away from winning that football game. So, and that was a team that had lost to Michigan. Okay, so they were able to bounce back and play Georgia in a great football game. But McCoy's right. Here's the thing, too. McCoy in that secondary is going to be tested because Ohio State's receivers are outstanding.
Yeah.
And I look for McCoy to have a good game. He's been really good all year. I don't necessarily think he has anything else to prove. He was first-team All-SEC in one poll, second-team in another. He's a really good football player, and I think he's actually been better than Tennessee thought he might be.
Litton's in Fountain City, proud supporters of Tennessee athletics. When you're hungry, remember Litton's for the best burgers and the best desserts in town. A.G. Hines Company. They've been around for over 100 years, selling building materials since anyone can remember. Ogle Brothers General Store in Sevierville is the best place to shop in the Smokies. They offer clothing, food, candy, toys, locally made arts and crafts, souvenirs, and more. The goal is to pay tribute to the rich history of farm life in East Tennessee and Southern Appalachia. Visit them at 1640 Parkway or call 865-366-1485.
Yes, coming from Oregon State, I think he's definitely exceeded those expectations. And you talked about Ricky Gibson as well, too, because you talk about the elite trio of wide receivers for OSU, and they will be absolutely tested on the perimeter. And he says that Ricky's actually gotten a lot smarter as the season has gone on. He's playing a lot more physical. And for those two to be in sync in this game, I think will be a massive key to the game. Again, I don't think that this is going to be a game where you'll see these massive explosive plays, but you could see those 20 to 30-yard window plays happen.
Well, and that depends on what Tennessee decides to do. If they come with a lot of blitzing, which they did not do at Georgia, and it kind of cost them because they didn't put pressure on Carson Beck. If they blitz a lot, you're going to put your corners on an island a little bit more. And you're going on an island against some really good receivers. If you drop back in zone, you can stop some of those explosive plays. But are they going to nickel and dime you?
Yeah.
If it's third and eight, are they going to throw a 10-yard pass? So I think what you got to do is mix it up. Mm-hmm. And you got to try to confuse them a little bit. But a lot of this onus will be on the ability of Tennessee to put pressure on the quarterback, not let him get comfortable. And as defensive backs will tell you, the best coverage is when you pressure the quarterback.
Yes. And what I kind of liked about hearing from some of the team today is that a lot of it was so much on the X's and O's. Of course, we talked a little bit about the fan base maybe making their way to OSU. Dylan Sampson even says he hopes it looks like it did at LSU a couple of years ago, where it was just a sea of orange in Death Valley. And that's just a total juxtaposition to the narrative that's been happening around the OSU program since that Michigan loss. I mean, you have the AD coming out and saying, oh, regardless of what happens, we'll keep Ryan Day, which after losing to Michigan so many times, that's not been the protocol that you'll see, or the status quo in Columbus. And then you have the flag planting and the penalties and AD and the coach begging the fans to not sell their tickets to Tennessee. And so far, it seems that they are. Last time I heard, about 35% of the tickets have gone to Tennessee. So instead of that 3,000 allotment, it might be like 15, 20,000 fans for Tennessee there.
That would be alarming if that happens. Look, there's a reason that the athletic director, Ross Bjork, came out and said, don't sell your tickets. Why? Because he knew some of them were already doing it.
Yes, yeah.
And I've got a friend of mine that's got some of those tickets that he purchased from an Ohio State fan. So, yeah, if Tennessee can show up in mass like that, I think that could actually motivate and invigorate the Tennessee team. If you're on the road and you look up in the stands and you see 15 to 20,000 Tennessee fans at the Horseshoe?
I mean, that would be insane.
I mean, think about it. I remember many, many years ago when Tennessee played in the Rose Bowl, I looked up and there were only about 50,000 people there for the Tennessee-UCLA game. There were about 9,000 Tennessee fans in the corner of the end zone. Those Tennessee players took note of that. And when the game was over and Tennessee won, they went over to the fans and saluted them for being there. So that, to me, could have a significant impact on Tennessee and how they perform.
Salon Visage has been voted Knoxville's best salon for more than 20 years and one of the top 25 salons in America. Salon Visage offers elite, innovative, and specialized services by highly trained colorists and hairstylists. Salon Visage is located at 1701 Downtown West Boulevard. The Visage Group also has two barbershops, one at Downtown West and one at 304 South North Shore Drive. Andrew's Physical Therapy at Blaine and Strawberry Plains. That's where I've gone to rehab my knee, shoulder, and elbow. When rubbing a little dirt on it ain't good enough.
At Wallace Real Estate, trust is more than just a word. It's been our foundation since 1936. Whether you seek backyard adventures or a quiet spot for your morning coffee, we understand what makes a house a home. Our agents are here to simplify your home journey and to lead you through the process, whether buying or selling. With Wallace Real Estate, you're getting more than guidance. You're gaining a local partner dedicated to bringing your dreams to life. Start your real estate journey at wallacetn.com.
On the flip side, what is Ohio State thinking?
Panic.
If you look up in the stands and you see that, you've got to wonder about, has your fan base deserted you? Here's the other thing, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you've heard Kirk Herbstreit say this. If they go three and out, then the fans will start booing the players and the coaches. I mean, if that happens, you wonder, what's the mindset of those players at Ohio State? Mm-hmm. What do they think? Does it galvanize them and say, okay, the heck with the fans, we'll play for ourselves? Or do they sit there and think, I cannot believe our fans have turned on this, and that becomes a distraction?
Yeah. And I think another thing that shows us just how stable the mindset is here on Rocky Top and within the program as well. Hypo was asked about, like, did it feel a little bit like whiplash in 2022 in your second season, that you're on the cusp of the college football playoffs? Mm-hmm. There's a game at Neyland and the national championship trophy is on the sideline. And he's like, oh, I can tell you what, there was no whiplash going on in the locker room. And I think that just continues to reinforce how much of this has been an expectation for the program, that this was truly a realistic next step for the program, regardless if maybe the outside narrative and places outside of Knoxville didn't necessarily understand that. I think seeing their composure this week really does highlight that they have been really thinking that this would be a reality and not just something that they're hoping for back in January.
Well, Tennessee needed help to get in the college football playoff, and they got it.
Yeah.
But to Tennessee's credit, rather than lose some games, like you can pick whichever one you want, Miami at Syracuse, Alabama at Oklahoma, whatever.
Yeah.
There were a lot of really good teams that were losing games, and Tennessee did not.
Mm-hmm.
They were able to hold serve, get the job done, whether it was on the road or whether it was at home. And so while they did need a couple of teams to get upset, and it happened, I give them credit for staying focused and actually against Vanderbilt playing, I thought, one of their better offensive games. So I think Tennessee deserves a lot of credit for not stumbling as so many other teams did.
And as we'll hear on Thursday for our part two with Jay Graham, the VFL who took on Ohio State back in '96, I mean, again, the last time these two programs have really played each other, and it kind of went Tennessee's way, especially with the performance that Jay Graham had.
Yeah, Jay Graham had a brilliant performance. He had 154 yards. He was motivated because he was going against the Heisman Trophy winner for Ohio State, Eddie George. Mm-hmm. And Tennessee, quote, held Eddie George to 101 yards, but it was 26 carries, so it was less than 5 yards a carry. And there was also a goal line stand in which Tennessee stopped him. But one of the narratives coming out of Ohio State were the cleats.
Yes.
Cleatgate. In Ohio State, the program, the coaches, the players are all upset. Tennessee had ordered some soccer cleats, my understanding, and those cleats were a little bit longer than what the NCAA allows. There were about 18 Tennessee players that wore them, and so there was an incident on the sideline in which a Tennessee defensive lineman was tackling a Buckeye, and one of the coaches at Ohio State grabbed his foot to look at it, and then he kicked the guy.
I mean, I cannot even imagine that happening in today's landscape. That would be insane.
So that was a part of it. And I know that Ohio State is still a burr in their saddle, because I know that Jay Graham recently interviewed with Eddie George at Tennessee State for a job there. And during the interview, believe it or not, Eddie George brought up the cleats. Jay Graham didn't even know about it.
He didn't wear the cleats.
And didn't have any idea about it till after the game, what was going on. But yeah, that became an interesting sidebar to that Citrus Bowl.
How interesting, when you've covered Tennessee for so long, how interesting is it that this is their first meeting in almost like 3 decades?
Yeah, that is interesting that that's occurred. And I'm glad they're playing each other. I would like to see them play in the regular season. Now, one reason the SEC and the Big Ten have not played that much in regular season is because there were so many bowl pairings.
Yes,
so
yeah.
They did not want to have a repeat matchup. So if Tennessee played Ohio State in the regular season, they didn't want to have to come back and play them again in another bowl game. So that was a part of it. Now, going forward, that might change. But I am glad to see this. These are two storied programs. Look, in recent years, the last decade or so, no question, Ohio State's been a lot better than Tennessee. But Tennessee has rebounded. Josh Heupel's done a marvelous job of getting this program back to where it wants to be, top 10 in the rankings in the college football playoff. He's done it under difficult circumstances, so I give Josh Heupel and these players a lot of credit for making it this far.
And understanding that, would you then give Tennessee and Josh Heupel the edge just in this narrow perspective heading into the game against Ohio State?
Give them an edge as far as what?
When you look at, you know,
it's mentality?
Yes, like them having this mentality, do you think they have the edge mentality-wise over Ohio State heading into the game?
I'm going to say probably, because when you lose to that game to Michigan, now, I think this stat is right. I think that Ohio State's like 3-6 in their last 9 losses to Michigan the game after.
Yes, I think it was like their last 10 matchups or something. Yeah.
And so that you would think would play to their advantage. But the other part of it, and this will be interesting to see, if in fact Ohio State struggles offensively early in the game and the fans start booing the Buckeyes, that's got to be to Tennessee's advantage, right?
Yeah.
So from that standpoint, it's hard to say going in. Now, the players may galvanize and say, we believe in Ryan Day. Although it's been said that after that Michigan game, Ryan Day said, hey, this was my fault, but I wouldn't do anything differently. And some of the Buckeye players are like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You wouldn't do anything differently after you lost that game? So it's going to be interesting to see how supportive those players are of Coach Day, and also how supportive the fans are of the Buckeyes, in particular early in that game.
Absolutely. Well, we'll be back later this week, tomorrow, to talk about Nico, Joey Hosley, and the offense, and then comparing the offenses and defenses on Wednesday and Friday. So make sure you subscribe to stay locked in and so you don't miss out on a thing coming up on Tennessee in this official game week heading into their first round of the college football playoffs. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Big Orange Pickleball is a state-of-the-art multi-million-dollar facility designed to serve the growing demand for pickleball in this area. Located at 7729 Strawberry Plains Pike, it's one of the premier indoor pickleball venues in the nation. It has 6 Sport Master Cushion courts, a climate-controlled environment, and customized LED lighting. To find out more, go to BigOrangePickleball.com or call 865-465-7920.